Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to K-Moo Radio, radio for Relo. Today is Thursday, October the 1st. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And we are sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. In today's show, we have Jody Wahlstrom, who is the Senior Manager of Marketing and Public Relationships with a group called Worldwide ERC. They are the professional group for all of us in the relocation industry. Whether you have a small event for Little League or whether you're promoting a big event like we are here for the Boston ERC, coming up, I think you'll find that these tips for how to promote that event will be very, very useful to you.
Yes, but before we bring in Jody, Clay, let's do our Clay and Lorraine jingle for
yes.
K-Moo Radio.
Are we going to sing it this time or have somebody else play?
No, we're not going to sing it live. I'm sorry.
Future shows.
Yes.
Here's the Clay and Lorraine jingle that we're oh so proud of.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on K-Moo. The best guests with treasure chests for the insightfulness and news.
Welcome, Jody Wahlstrom, to our show. Jody is Senior Manager, Marketing and Public Relations to Worldwide ERC.
Welcome, Jody.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's, we're excited about this show because I feel I have two real true experts on the use of social media to promote any convention or conference or even Little League game or charity raffle event right here in this very K-Moo State studio. So thank you very much. I'm excited about this.
My pleasure.
My first question to you is what social media platforms, Jody, are you using to promote the Worldwide ERC Convention coming up here in Boston, which is a ERC, by the way, is Employment Relocation Council, and that's 20,000 members.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a big event, and how are you advertising that with social media?
We do it on several different platforms. So, you know, because Worldwide ERC is such a tight niche community, we do some promoting within Facebook, which is not always your traditional business platform. And so we'll do some pictures out there and different things to connect people back to the Worldwide ERC community. Beyond that, we do a lot of promotion for the conference on Twitter and utilizing different hashtags that we have created and communicated to the Worldwide ERC community and different sponsors and people that are participating in the conference. So we leverage that hashtag to create a conversation and keep people intrigued and interested in what is going on before the conference as well as what's happening during the conference and then keeping that conversation going after the conference.
Good.
Because the conference is so heavy into content and value and education and things of that sort, we heavily use LinkedIn as well because that is kind of the go-to social networking platform for business connections
right.
and for making that case out there. So LinkedIn is probably our most prominent platform that we use.
Yes, for K-Moo Radio and S&M Moving Systems, we too use LinkedIn on a wide basis, also Facebook and Twitter. So those are pretty much the three that we use. And the whole hashtag, and that just gets the word out. Everybody shares on that. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of LinkedIn, I don't know if you had a chance, Jody, to see it, but we have Lisa Ann Landry, who we've had on the show a couple of times to talk about LinkedIn. She's an expert about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she has some videos on her site now. So I just want to do a shout-out to Lisa Ann Landry and to be sure that everybody watches those videos on her social site, which is Positive Vibration.
Yes.
Right. In fact, we even have a theme song for Lisa Ann Landry. So let's pull over here and to the truck stop and do a quick break and listen to Lisa Ann Landry's theme song.
Well, Lisa Ann is ready. help start your day with some social media tips to help you along the way. Now Lisa Ann is ready. How about you? So let's have fun with Lisa Ann today.
Great. And we're back from our break. And again, for our listeners who are just joining us, we have Jody Wahlstrom, and she is a Senior Manager of Marketing and Public Relations with Worldwide ERC. And we are continuing and talking about social media and how we use it and tips for successful conference marketing. Regarding LinkedIn for Worldwide ERC, how often do you share updates? Is it every day? And if you do it every day, how many times a day?
Well, to be completely candid, there really isn't a method to the madness with any of the social platforms that we use. You know, with LinkedIn, it's really about looking to see what's out there for content, looking to see what we have for content, seeing what discussions are happening out there. You know, we have our global focused group as well as our domestic focused group and our YP40 groups, and we try to post relevant content out to each of those at least once a day, without fail, a couple times a day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as well as reaching out and talking to others that are members of that group. So we have people that consistently are, you know, either posting job opportunities within the mobility community, mm-hmm. Or questions. You know, we have people that are moving people to certain areas of the world, and they want to know what type of policies they should be using, or
right.
what best practices are out there. So they will engage in those questions within our groups, and then we try to offer relevant content as well as provide resources for them to find the answers that they need to make their program successful.
Right.
Yes, and I do. I see you do a lot of updates on LinkedIn, and I'd like to share a lot of your content because they have a lot of value to it.
Yes, it does. And I think, you know, that's sort of the key by using social media for, you know, whatever your cause may be, for convention, conference, or whatever, is to know your audience well enough to know what valuable content is to them. What do they want to read?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also really important to make sure that, you know, you're posting information out there that's right for the appropriate platform.
Right.
Like, going into LinkedIn, you know, they don't want to see pictures of my newborn baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't want to see updates of what I had for dinner last night. You know, people may be more predominantly doing that on a Facebook platform. You know, it's important to look at your tool and your audience, and make sure that you're posting the appropriate information on the appropriate site.
Yeah.
And that you're leveraging that information correctly, you know, like with Twitter, or making sure that you're leveraging hashtags and using your trackable bit.lys and things of that sort, so that you can maximize what you're doing out there in your efforts.
Right, exactly. Now, as far as getting, you know, people to the conference, I know you guys do a lot of advertising on that, but how do you get people to come back? What enticements do you use via social media way?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a couple different things that we'll do. You know, one, sharing the experience through social networking during the event is always important. So people see, you know, the activity, the buzz, some of the conversations that are being had, some of the relevant issues that are being addressed throughout the conference, getting quotes from people that attend and
mm-hmm.
sharing those within the social networking sites, sharing bits of information on the educational seminars. You know, we have, with the conference coming up here next month, the Global Workforce Symposium in Boston, we have over 30 educational sessions that are really, really timely information and have great, solid speakers or facilitators of various conversations. So sharing the content and findings and experiences from that, as well as, you know, the social networking aspect. You know, with Boston, we'll have over 2,000 mobility professionals there.
Wow.
that alone, you know, the networking and the opportunity
yes.
to get in front of those people,
mm-hmm.
it sells itself. It's a great experience.
And the other thing that the Worldwide ERC does that I think is helpful for everybody is that you offer the classes to get certified so they can show their network that they are indeed a subject expert on relocation matters.
Absolutely. You know, the CRP, Certified Relocation Professional Program, as well as the Global Mobility Specialist,
yes.
the Global Mobility Strategic Talent Management offerings are really unique to the industry and really the only certification offerings that are out there for global mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity for people to invest in their professional development and parlay that into accelerating their career.
Yes, because they can actually have proof. I have a certificate that says I'm a global mobility specialist.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So speaking of Worldwide ERC conventions and expertise, I think this is a good time to honor the leader of ERC, Peggy Smith, and we have a jingle for Peggy Smith as well. Let's take another truck stop. Don't move away. We're going to hear Peggy Smith's jingle right now.
Let's hear it for Peggy Smith, the leader of the mobility community.
Okay, we're back from our break, and I love Peggy Smith's jingle. That is just the best jingle ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, thanks to Rich Kubek for doing that for us. Let's go back to talk about the tools that you use to promote any kind of convention or conference and what you're doing with the Worldwide ERC in Boston. Lorraine, you have some stats about Facebook and videos. I think it's a good time to
I was listening to a webinar on Skillshare, and they mentioned that there are an average of 7 billion people who watch video on Facebook and YouTube every single day.
That was the B word.
That's the B word, 7 billion people every day that watch videos.
Isn't that staggering, Joe?
Amazing.
You think about it? I mean,
yes.
What a way to reach an amazing one. That's,
right.
That's a big number.
Video is the way to go now. And actually, at 7 out of 10 people will watch a video more than they would see, read a quote or even listen to, you know, some type of audio.
Or more than a
KMU radio show. I think KMU radio needs to go live via Periscope now.
Yeah.
There you go.
There
you go. Take it to the next social media platform.
So at this next conference in Boston, Worldwide ERC, KMU Radio is going to have a little table set up near the registration table. And what's going to be really neat is that we're going to be doing some periscoping there,
yes.
which is great because it's, you know, real time, and people from all over the world can check out behind the scenes at Worldwide ERC. And I think that's going to be amazing and get people who want to come definitely next time, you know, to the next conference
yes.
for Worldwide ERC.
Yeah. You know,
we're really excited to have that at the conference. It'll be a great opportunity for people to experience the conference virtually firsthand.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And also, I guess there will be a Twitter wall, too.
I believe so.
Yes.
Do you think there's going to be a Twitter wall there?
Yes. Quicken Loans is sponsoring our Twitter wall again, and we'll be live tweeting throughout the event. And then we also have some fun activities like we did last time. You know, we had the WTF campaign and played off of what's the future for mobility. And this time around, we have people doing sending in pictures of their groups from around the world playing off of our theme for the conference, One World, pictures with a sign that says One World, so that we can do some promoting of selfies and leverage that hashtag throughout our Twitter account as well.
That's awesome.
I know. I love that theme. You'll see us on that Twitter wall, definitely, because we took a big group picture.
Yeah. So just in case my mother's listening from heaven, WTF stands for What the Future Is.
What the Future, yep.
And not, yes, okay. I didn't want to get grounded.
Get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, I had to take a real time out.
Right, exactly.
And I know that we've been talking a lot about social media, you know, and digital marketing and everything, Does Worldwide ERC do any traditional advertising, newspapers or, you know, radio?
Radio.
Who would have thought that?
You know, not in the sense of advertising. We're not doing a ton of, you know, newspaper ads or radio ads or things of that sort. You know, with Worldwide ERC, our focus is to put content out there. Our efforts in the newspaper world are really focused on getting our getting information about mobility, being an educator, and getting that type of information out there versus kind of a promotional aspect.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where everybody who I talk to in the world of social media says, you know, you have to have value. Your content has to be there. And you guys do a great job, by the way. I love reading your posts on Facebook and LinkedIn. It's good information for me to know, being in the relocation industry.
Absolutely.
For those of us that weren't raised for social media, some of us, it's relatively new, the question comes up, and it's often with owners and managers and bosses. What is the value of social media? And I think, you know, Lorraine answered with the statistics about how many people actually listen to it. But it's hard to put an actual number to it. You know,
to measure.
Yeah, it is. Right, Jody, it's hard to say. You know, we, for ERC, I made this many new contacts. I made this.
Right.
Yeah. Have you found a way to measure it?
We measure in a couple different areas. So, you know, engagement. So you can take a look at the sharing of your posts or the conversation. So if I'm posting something out, a question to a group out on LinkedIn, you know, we measure it by, you know, are people interacting? Are people sharing the information? Are they responding to it? Are we starting a valuable conversation?
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Most of your social media platforms also have tools to measure it. So if we post something and we boost it, or we post something and we do some side advertising or promoting, there are tools out there where we can measure and say, how many people have we reached with this message? And then lastly, our number of followers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people do we have following us on Twitter, or how many people are participating in our groups within LinkedIn or liking us on Facebook?
Yeah, I fully agree. Going back to Lisa Ann Landry, you know, social media strategist, she did tell us, she said that you can have 1,000 people following you, and you could put content out there. However, if no one is engaging in that or sharing it, then it's like you not putting anything out there at all. It's what they're doing with it. So it has to be valuable.
Yes. Although I think there's, you know, something what social media does too is the branding of the name.
Yes.
You know, so many of us, you know, we'll hear of a company and you'll say, oh, I've heard of them. But we may not know where. So I think that's the hard part to measure. Where does social media come in branding a name? So people say, oh, I've heard of it. That.
Right.
Yeah.
Huge.
And with these kind of numbers, it does. It's a great way to get your name out there.
Oh, yes.
So, Jody, I just want to tell you, I think you're doing a great job of using social media to promote this conference in Boston for Worldwide ERC. And just in general, you're doing a super job.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's a fun job. And, you know, it's ever-changing, so there's always new things popping up and new challenges. We enjoy it.
Yeah, so we're really grateful to be able to work with you to ERC in Boston. We're excited about it, and it's just great to connect with you, Jody. So, and by the way, congratulations on your new baby.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much, you guys. It's great connecting with you as well.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And if you happen to be at the Worldwide ERC in Boston, don't forget to stop by the KMOVE Radio booth, as we will be there and you can win prizes.
Yes, and we're so excited to be able to support the Worldwide ERC in Boston this year. In fact, this is your first trip to Boston, right?
Yes,
right?
I'm excited.
Yes, so we want to thank again Jody Wahlstrom, Senior Manager and Marketing and Public Relations Manager for Worldwide ERC, for being our guest today and sharing her expertise on how to use social media to promote a conference or convention. Thank you again, Jody. God bless, and thank you for being our friend.
KMOVE.